There's the school bell for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And what we are doing at this time in this school is going back to some of the stories in the Old Testament. And particularly now, we're reading about Samuel from the book of 1 Samuel. We're in a study of the great men and women of the Old Testament. And Samuel is the next man we are to study, who is a judge. He was a prophet, and he was a priest. And Samuel's probably one of the greatest of the judges that ruled over Israel, the last judge and the greatest judge, spiritually speaking. And we're going to understand some of Samuel and some of the stories acquainted with his life, this great judge that became the anointer of kings, anointing both King Saul and King David. And there's much of this that is often not read as it should, and I think you're really going to enjoy hearing the story of Samuel from 1 Samuel. It is told so beautifully in the scriptures, and it is such rich, gracious, and wonderful literature to read. And so I'm going to be reading in just a moment from 1 Samuel chapter 7, beginning in verse 3. And we'll continue as we go from class to class, learning about this great man of the Old Testament. Now, while you're turning to 1 Samuel chapter 7, if you want to follow along with me, you can turn there. And while you're doing so, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I'm Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and we're being led through this study of Samuel by the Sunday school notes that were written many years ago by E.A. Elam. These notes, in particular, written for the Sunday schools that met on May the 6th, 1923. And our teacher recommends that we begin reading in Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 7, and we'll read chapters 7, 8, 9, and 10, and you'll enjoy these stories about this old great man. In 1 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 3, I'm reading from the American Standard Version. And Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, If you do return unto Jehovah with all your heart, then put away the foreign gods and the Ashtaroth from among you, and direct your hearts unto Jehovah, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. Then the children of Israel did put away the Balaam and the Ashtaroth, and serve Jehovah only. 1 Samuel 7 and verse 5. And Samuel said, Gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you unto Jehovah. And they gathered together to Mizpah, and drew water and poured it out before Jehovah, and fasted on that day, and said there, We have sinned against Jehovah, and Samuel judged the children of Israel in Mizpah. And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together in Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, Cease not to cry unto Jehovah our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. And Samuel took a suckling lamb, and offered it for a whole burnt offering unto Jehovah. And Samuel cried unto Jehovah for Israel, and Jehovah answered him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But Jehovah thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them, and they were smitten down before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah, and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came into Beth Kar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shin and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, "Hitherto hath Jehovah helped us." So the Philistines were subdued, and they came no more within the border of Israel. And the hand of Jehovah was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. And the cities which the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored to Israel, from Ekron even unto Gath. And the border thereof did Israel deliver out of the hand of the Philistines. And there was peace between Israel and the Amorites. And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. And he went from year to year in circuit to Bethel and to Gilgal and Mizpah. And he judged Israel in all those places. And his return was to Ramah, for there was his house. And there he judged Israel. And he built there an altar unto Jehovah. 1 Samuel chapter 8, beginning in verse 1. And it came to pass, when Samuel was old, that he made his sons judges over Israel. Now the name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second Abiah, and they were judges in Beersheba. And his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre, and took bribes and perverted justice. 1 Samuel chapter 8 and verse 4. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came unto Samuel unto Ramah, and they said unto him, "Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations." But the thing displeased Samuel, when they said, "Give us a king to judge us." And Samuel prayed unto Jehovah. And Jehovah said unto Samuel, "Hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not be king over them, according to all the works which they have done since the days that I brought them out of Egypt, even unto this day, and that they have forsaken me, and served other gods. So do they also unto thee. Now therefore hearken unto their voice. Howbeit thou shalt protest solemnly unto them, and shalt show them the manner of the king that shall reign over them." 1 Samuel 8 and verse 10. And Samuel told all the words of Jehovah unto the people that asked of him a king. And he said, "This will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them unto him for his chariots and to be his horsemen, and they shall run before his chariots, and he will appoint them unto him for captains of thousands and captains of fifties, and he will set some to plow his ground and to reap his harvest and to make his instruments of war and the instruments of his chariots. And he will take your daughters to be perfumers and to be cooks and to be bakers. And he will take your fields and your vineyards and your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his servants. And he will take the tenth of your seed and of your vineyards and give them to his officers and his servants. And he will take your men servants and your maid servants and your goodliest young men, your asses, and put them to his work. He will take a tenth of your flocks, and ye shall be his servants. And ye shall cry out in that day because of your king whom ye shall have chosen for you, and Jehovah will not answer you in that day." But the people refused to hearken unto the voice of Samuel. They said, "Nay, but we will have a king over us, that we may be like all of the nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles." And Samuel heard all the words of the people, And he rehearsed them in the ears of Jehovah. And Jehovah said unto Samuel, hearken unto their voice, and make them a king. And Samuel said unto the men of Israel, go ye every man into his city. 1 Samuel chapter 9 and verse 1. Now there was a man of Benjamin, whose name was Kish, the son of Abiel, the son of Zeruiah, the son of Bechorath, the son of Apiah, the son of Benjamite, a mighty man of valor. And he had a son whose name was Saul, a young man and a goodly. And there was not among the children of Israel a goodlier person than he. From his shoulders and upward he was higher than any of the people. And the asses of Kish, Saul's father, were lost. And Kish said unto Saul his son, take now one of thy servants with thee, and arise, and go seek the asses. And he passed through the hill country of Ephraim, and passed through the land of Shalisha, and they found them not. Then they passed through the land of Shehalem, and there they were not. And he passed through the land of the Benjamites, but he found them not. 1 Samuel chapter 9 and verse 5. But when they were come to the land of Zuph, Saul said to his servants that were with him, come, and let us return, lest my father leave off caring for the asses and be anxious for us. And he said unto them, behold now, there is in this city a man of God, and he is a man that is held in honor, and all that he saith cometh surely to pass. Now let us go thither peradventure, and he can tell us concerning our journey whereon we go. Then said Saul to his servant, but behold, if we go, what shall we bring the man? For the bread is spent in our vessels, and there is not a present to bring the man of God. What have we? And the servant answered Saul again and said, behold, I have in my hand the fourth part of a shekel of silver. That will I give the man of God to tell us our way. Before time, in Israel, when a man went to inquire of God, thus he said, come, and let us go to the seer. For he that is now called a prophet was before time called a seer. Now, then said Samuel to his servant, well said, come, let us go. So they went unto the city where the man of God was. 1 Samuel chapter 9 and verse 11. And as they went up the ascent to the city, they found young maidens going out to draw water. And he said unto them, is the seer here? And they answered them and said, he is. Behold, he is before thee. Make haste now, for he has come today to the city. For the people have a sacrifice today in the high place. And as soon as ye are come into the city, ye shall straightway find him. For he goeth up to the high place to eat. For the people will not eat until he come, because he doth bless the sacrifice. And afterward they eat that are bidden. Now therefore get you up, for at this time ye shall find him. And they went up to the city. And as they came within the city, behold, Samuel came out toward them to go up to the high place. 1 Samuel 9 and verse 15. Now Jehovah had revealed unto Samuel a day before Saul came, saying, tomorrow about this time I will send thee a man out of the hand of Benjamin, and thou shalt anoint him to be prince over my people Israel. And he shall save my people out of the hand of the Philistines. For I have looked upon my people, because their cry is come unto me. And when Samuel saw Saul, Jehovah said unto him, behold, the man of whom I spake unto thee, this same shall have authority over my people. Then Saul drew near to Samuel in the gate and said, tell me, I pray thee, where the seer's house is. And Samuel answered Saul and said, I am the seer. Go up before me into the high place, for ye shall eat with me today, and in the morrow I will tell thee, go, and will tell thee all that is in thy heart.